Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Processing plant in St. Elizabeth licensed for export. Stay with us to hear more and later, or proverb of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
I want to tell you right now.
You know, so I'm multi-talented, so I had my entry form for JCDC Visual Arts. We are closed January 27th.
Oh yeah, and performing arts audition I start January 16th to February 17th. And members of Jamaica Gospel Song are January 24th to 27th. And I'm still going to take entries on the day.
And we can win enough cash and prizes. The information depends on them website, social media, or them parish office.
So anybody can enter?
Yes, man. Anybody.
Altrix Jamaica Limited, based on a 300-acre property in Barton Isle, St. Elizabeth, is now licensed by the Veterinary Services Division of the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries to export fish. The company produces tilapia and bassa in approximately 120 acres of water.
The production of the bassa fish represents an opportunity for Jamaica in terms of import substitution, an export opportunity to one of the largest markets for bassa in the world, the United States.
Minister without portfolio in the Fisheries Ministry, J.C. Hutchinson. The bassa fish, native to Asia, is said to be fast-growing, reaching 1 kilogram in about 8 months and can grow to more than 6 kilograms as an adult. It is easily processed and is highly suited for fillet. Minister Hutchinson says the government embarked on a diversification program for the agriculture sector in 2013. At that time, bassa production was recognized as an emerging opportunity for Jamaica. The agriculture sector has declined over the past 10 years, however, moving from production of approximately 7,000 metric tons of tilapia in 2007 to approximately 600 metric tons in 2016. Despite the production decline, there is still a budding opportunity for Jamaica to create a viable and sustainable aquaculture sector.
The government of Jamaica recognizes the important role that aquaculture plays with respect to food and nutritional security, and is committed to implementing deliberate strategies that will lead to increased engagement of our farmers, increased aquaculture production, and a reduction of our food import bill.
Mr. Hutchinson says it will also provide an opportunity for the development of markets in the hospitality and fast food trade.
No longer can we see fish breeding as just a hobby. This is big business.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson. The company is also working on contracting farmers who will be supplied with bassa fingerlings to produce and deliver to the processing plant for export. And now for our proverb of the day. Rock stone a river bottom no know so not. Translation: a stone at the bottom of the river never feels the heat of the sun. A similar proverb is young bird no know storm. Translation: young birds have not experienced a storm. And both proverbs mean, who feels it knows it, and experience teaches wisdom.
Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app, available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with student engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.